Republican representatives in the state legislature have advanced a bill that would require sheriffs to cooperate with federal immigration authorities. It's similar to bills Democratic Governor Roy Cooper has vetoed in the past. Rusty Jacobs reports.
Much like the bills Cooper vetoed last year and in 2019, a new measure in the state House would require sheriffs to hold people charged with serious crimes if they're under an Immigration and Customs Enforcement or ICE detainer, even if they could otherwise be released from jail. Republican representative and bill sponsor Destin Hall says the bill would only apply to people accused of crimes like murder, rape, and human trafficking.
The individual can be held for just up to 48 hours so that ICE can come in and do their job.
But Democrat Marsha Morey, a Durham representative and a former district court judge, says state law already has mechanisms to hold people accused of violent felonies.
That judge, that magistrate, will be giving a no bond on murder. They will be giving a $1 million bond if there is violence or trafficking or the examples that were given.
Bill opponents say it's a recipe for racial profiling in immigrant communities and that ICE detainers are requests, not arrest warrants based on probable cause a crime has been committed. A House Judiciary Committee meeting yesterday featured emotional testimony from those for and against the bill. Christina Story told lawmakers of the suspected undocumented immigrant that was released after being charged in a 2011 hit-and-run on the Outer Banks that killed her brother and injured her and other relatives.
I now live every day with PTSD, survivor's guilt. It has destroyed my family.
And Rockingham County Sheriff Sam Page says the bill isn't political or personal.
It's about public safety.
But there seems to be an urban-rural and partisan divide among sheriffs. Representative Laura Budd, a Democrat, read a statement from Mecklenburg County Sheriff Gary McFadden opposing the bill. McFadden expressed a concern it would hurt policing by dissuading immigrants from cooperating with local law enforcement. While the legislation hasn't changed much since the governor's previous vetoes, Republican numbers in the General Assembly have increased. The GOP now holds a veto-proof majority in the Senate and has 71 seats in the 120-member House. That means just one moderate Democrat's vote can help Republicans overcome a veto. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.